See you guys next week. Bye.
For CGLO News, I'm Regine Batzorek. Montreal Halfway House is looking for a suspect who sexually assaulted two employees last July. According to the Montreal Gazette, the Anglophone suspect issued orders to the woman in English before he sexually assaulted both, shortly after 10:30 p.m. on July 31st. The Sun Youth organization has offered a $5,000 reward for, quote, anyone with information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person responsible, end quote. The men entered Sun Youth, a halfway house located in Tetreville district, and threatened the woman with a firearm, and he sexually assaulted them before he doused both women with pepper spray and fled on foot. The case is currently being investigated by the Montreal Police Sexual Assault Squad. Anyone with information is asked to call the Montreal Police Infocrime Line at 514-393-1133. There could be an automatic first-degree murder charge instated in the Canadian law for killings of Indigenous women. According to the National Post, Marion Buller, the Chief Commissioner of the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, is recommending the justice system be tougher on people who commit crimes against Indigenous women, girls, and LGBT people, saying the government must prove their lives are valued. Speaking to the Senate Committee on Legal and Constitutional Affairs, which is studying Bill C-75, Buller said, quote, nothing less than that is going to protect the safety of Indigenous women, girls, and members of the 2S LGBTQIA communities, end quote. Currently, only the murders of prison employee and police officers result in an automatic first-degree charge under the criminal code. Despite concerns over the recommendation, Buller said the changes are to level the playing field in a society where crimes against Indigenous women are often treated more lightly than those against non-Indigenous people. Hollywood is striking against the state of Georgia after a controversial anti-abortion law has passed. On May 7th, Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed Bill 481 in Atlanta, banning abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks. The legislation would come into effect in January of 2020. According to CBC, in light of Bill 481, producers from Hollywood are boycotting the Peach State, and at least five companies say they won't shoot projects in Georgia unless the legislation is overturned. David Simon, the creator and executive producer behind the acclaimed series The Wire, said he cannot, quote, ask any of my female colleagues to work in a jurisdiction that limits their healthcare options and impairs their civil liberties, end quote. Director J.J. Abrams and Jordan Peele called the legislation, quote, draconian, and vowed to donate their producer fees to organizations fighting against the ban. Georgia is one of the most popular locations for Hollywood productions, with over 455 productions in the state in the last fiscal year. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cglo.com/news.
Still live in they mama's back room, so I'm I'm back in my stoop, looking up at the stars when they reminisce over you.
That's when I got myself. Gotta be something more that I can't do. Breaking you down to size. There's gotta be more to life.
Welcome to the Feel Good Hit of the Summer on CJLO 1690 AM. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a lovely week so far. That was a newish track off of Flying Lotus's upcoming album called Flamagra. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. The new album's coming out May 24th, and if that track is indicative of what's to come, I'm extremely excited. He released a video for the track yesterday. The song itself came out a long time ago, about a month or so ago. But the video came out yesterday, and it's featuring some very amazing dystopian animation by Shinichiro Watanabe. So if you'd like to view the video, just head over to the Feel Good Hit of the Summer Facebook page. I've got it up there, a whole bunch of other videos, and playlists and news and Montreal concert dates. It's all there for you to check out. Even a preview of today's music. So we got some new tracks for you today. We got some music by Mal, a Montreal band featuring a couple of CJLO alumni. So that's something to stick around for. We also got some music by Acid Dad, Pew Pew Pew, Broken Social Scene, Wise Blood, Tops, Plants and Animals, and a few more songs. But first, I'm going to play a brand new track by Men I Trust. I believe they're on tour right now. They'll be back in Montreal eventually. But they released a song yesterday called Norton Commander. It's also got a video for it. You can also view that on the Feel Good Hit of the Summer Facebook page. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get to some music. This is Men I Trust, Norton Commander. Stay tuned.
Local Natives, live in Montreal on their 2019 Spiral Choir Tour. See them play at the Rialto Theatre on Tuesday, May 28th at 8 o'clock p.m. with supporting band Middle Kids.
Sounds familiar to you? Want to hear more of that? Tune in to Hallyu Central every Monday at 3 p.m. for your weekly dose of K-pop, K-hip-hop, and more, only on CJLO.
go. That is a new track from Montreal band Mal, Sun Stealer, True Believer. Mal is a newish band, I guess, made up of a couple of CJLO alumni, Marshall Oviancourt and Patrick McDowell. There's two other guys in the band. I don't know them, but I'm sure they're great too. They released their debut album yesterday. It's called Live Forever, which in a literal sense sounds terrifying to me. You can get it at maltothebone.bandcamp.com. That's Mal, M-A-L, tothebone.bandcamp.com. Before Mal, we heard from Hollow Body. Track's called Ninny Hammer. They're doing a show this Sunday at Sala Rosa. And we also heard from Men I Trust. It's a brand new track called Norton Commander. It's off of their upcoming album, which was supposed to come out in February, and I don't know why it hasn't. You'll have to take it up with the band if you're upset. I'm not upset. We got a new track called Numb. We got another new track called Norton Commander. It came out yesterday. It's fine. Coming up for you guys, I got lots of great music. We got some Broken Social Scene, Acid Dad, Pew Pew Pew. But I'm going to start this block of music off with Grays, the Toronto band Grays. I think they're named after aliens. I'm not sure, though. It's a new track. It's called These Things Happen. They're playing Turbo House's 6th anniversary party on May 24th. Grays also released a new album on Friday. It's called Age Hasn't Spoiled You. You can listen to that at grays.bandcamp.com. And if you like it, you could buy it. You should. All right, this is Grays' These Things Happen on the Feel Good Hit of the Summer. CJLO, 1690 AM.
Take a picture of the take in your bike lane. they doing was getting our heads beat. My scene is picking up my damn gun, and I'm a mother. Have my baby in one hand, my gun in the other, and then I'm here, motherfucker, to get what's mine. I'm here, motherfucker, to get what's mine. I'm here, motherfucker, to get what's mine.
The plans we made didn't turn out right. The liquor store and we were waiting outside. Had the best intentions, probably got in a fight. Yeah, the plans we made never turned out right. The plans we make never turn out right. Take the money that we make. We'll drink it all tonight. We lead thirsty, humble lives. Could've stayed home and played video games. My life in Red Dead's pretty great. I got a bounty on my head. I guess it's pretty much the same.
Caught it. summon up the violence of the child. Chop down my foundations, bring down the house around me like Samson on my head. Well, that's something I'm distorted in. What's the trouble? Phone calls to Toronto, I forgot to sterilize.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is the feel good hit of the summer. That was All I Want by Broken Social Scene. They're doing two big shows on May 21st and 22nd at the Corona Theater. They will be joined by the Besnard Lakes. Those are going to be two great shows. Get your tickets. Just go to Corona Theater's website. I'm sure they got all that there. Before that, we had Acid Dad with Living With a Creature. They're doing a show on Friday at Lesko Griff. We also had a track by Pew Pew Pew. It's called Thirsty and Humble. And we started that block off with These Things Happen by Grays. They're doing a show at Turbo House's 6th anniversary party on May 24th. Grays also released a new album on Friday. It's called Age Hasn't Spoiled You. You can go listen to it in its entirety at grays.bandcamp.com. Coming up for you guys, got lots of great music, but first and foremost, we're going to do a track by Plants and Animals. It's a 10-year-old track, in fact. It's off of their album Park Avenue, which, believe it or not, they're releasing a 10-year anniversary album for that album, or 10-year anniversary album. So you can grab your copy of that at plantsandanimals.ca, or better yet, check them out at the Lesko on May 23rd. We also got tracks by Tops and Weezer coming up for you guys, but stick around. This is Plants and Animals, Feedback in the Field, on the Feel Good Hit of the Summer, CJLO, 1690 AM.
Song begins like animals at play. We let her draw us in. Yeah.
Are you looking to advertise your upcoming event at an affordable price? CJLO's got you covered. From on-air ads to website banners and even live broadcasts, we got it all. Check out www.cjlo.com/advertise for more information and the ways we can help you promote your event. CJLO, we're getting louder.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CJLO 6090 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh,
There you go. That is Movies by Wise Blood. Huge show coming up at Pitsy Campus on May 25th. The show's already sold out. So you're out of luck if you wanted to go. Maybe go to their Facebook page. You might get some tickets. But I doubt it. It's going to be a big show. No one's going to give up tickets to that show. But if you're a fan of Wise Blood, you're probably also a fan of Angel Olsen. She just very, very, like moments ago, hours ago maybe, she just announced a huge fall tour and will be stopping by Montreal on November 18th. That's right. Angel Olsen coming back to do a show in Montreal November 18th. It's at MTELUS, or as I like to call it, the venue formerly known as the Metropolis. There you go. Keep your eyes out for that. We also had a track by Tops. It's called Topless. It's imaginative song titles there. And we started everything off with Plants and Animals. Feedback in the Field off of their 10-year-old album, Park Avenue, which they just re-released. So you can go to the Plants and Animals website, pick up a 10th anniversary copy of Park Avenue, which is pretty good. We have time for one more track on today's show. I'm going to reach back into one of my favorite albums of all time, The Blue Album by Weezer. Yeah. I don't know if it's cool to say that, if it's not cool, if being uncool makes you cool by liking Weezer. I don't know. Anyway, it was the 25th anniversary of The Blue Album earlier, or I guess late last week. Which makes me feel old. What makes me feel even older is that it was one of the first CDs that I ever ripped and put on a blank cassette, and I listened to it in my Walkman. Super old. Anyway, this has been the feel-good hit of the summer. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned for the rest of us. Coming up in about 5 minutes, this is Surf Wax America by Weezer on the feel-good hit of the summer. CJLO, 1690 AM.
A bottle of beer. The wave is coming, but I ain't got no fear. I'm waxing down to that Algoria blast. I'm waxing down because it's really a blast. I'm going surf because I don't like the breeze. I'm wearing out because I hate the breeze. A rat's a running on and running on leaves. I'm going surfing, I'm going surfing.
Take your car.
Sounds familiar to you? Want to hear more of that? Tune in to Hallyu Central every Monday at 3 p.m. for your weekly dose of K-pop, K-hip-hop, and more, only on CJLO.